Good afternoon. Welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. I'm happy to be with you today, and I have some news. Some of you may not know that we sold the Living Clay Company, but you still go to the same website and call the same phone number to place your orders. It's just coming from a different location. And the new company is very much in integrity with the FDA and the Federal Communications System, so they've taken down the About Clay site for now. And since I'm not bound by that, since I'm not selling a product, I can have a freedom of speech site. So I opened a new site to replace the aboutclay.com, and the name of it is bentoniteclayinfo.com. And you can go there and find all the archives, the articles, the mixing directions, and recordings and things, interviews and things like that. So now I'm working on a new book, and the new book site is called www.theclaybook.com. There is a picture of the new book there, and a chapter, some information from the book, an excerpt from the book. And you can sign up for these teleseminars. And you'll need to sign up through either bentoniteclayinfo.com or theclaybook.com for these webinars, because you can't go through the About Clay anymore. So be sure and remember to go in, and you'll need to sign up again, and I'll approve you, and then you can find this information easier. I do have a question. I need to ask your help. The book is coming along just fine until we hit one stumbling block. I thought it would be in at the press by now, and the stumbling block is I have to get email verification of every testimonial I'm using in the book. And many of the testimonials I've got back in 2009, and the emails aren't working anymore, so I can't reach people, so I'm having to collect new testimonials. So I'm asking if any of you have a really good testimonial you'd like to send me, I would appreciate it. And I also need it to say you have my permission to use it in the new book. And then we can get this book printed. I am very low on pet testimonials, so if you give your pets clay and have any testimonials about them, I'd really appreciate it. I've had the pet testimonials for quite a while, some of them, and so we're low on those. And I'd really, really appreciate your help. When you're giving a testimonial, kind of stick to how you used the clay, how much you took, and the results that you got, and, you know, what you took it for, of course. I would appreciate that. You can send them to me. The easiest email to remember, if you have my perrya@austin.rr.com, that's fine. But you can also email me at perrya@perrya.com. It's a little easier to remember. So it's perrya@perrya.com. And I'd really appreciate your help so we can get this book out there. So now it's time for you to bring your questions about calcium bentonite clay, and I'm going to move over to my Q&A page and see what we have coming in. I have one from Kathy in North Bay, Ontario. Oh, I love North Bay. I went there once, giving a talk before I got in the clay business. So I hope things are beautiful in North Bay. Does taking 3 ounces of clay orally every day substitute for taking a probiotic daily? Is the clay alone enough, or should I continue taking probiotics as well? Very good question, and it depends on quite a few things. Our bodies are chemical conversion machines. They're designed to take food, to break out the nutrition, and to get rid of the waste. And most of the time they do that. Our gut has a level of probiotics in it, And unless you're dealing with something like candida or colon problems where you're not digesting your food, I'd probably say on a daily basis you eat enough foods that have probiotics in them. If you eat little yogurt or milk products, they have the probiotics in them. And clay does have some good, contribute to the good gut flora. We don't know how much. We know it's a significant amount to make a difference for some people that they notice it. So I can't really say if it's enough. It depends on your body and your beliefs about your body. You know, I just believe that my body can take in what I need, and what's not good for my body and what's not needed will be released. I don't take a probiotic, and when I hear somebody say, oh, you need to take this, and every now and then I'll buy some and I'll take them for a while, and I feel no difference whatsoever. Now, you may want to get some and see if you notice a difference. That could be telltale. But if you're feeling good and doing okay, I would say your body's producing enough and you're doing fine. If you had colon problems, then I would probably take a probiotic. I just wouldn't take it right after the clay. I'd wait an hour or so, okay? And thank you for that one. And I have another question here from Kim in Austin. Can clay help with cold sores? If so, what's the best way to use it? The best way to use it is to dab the clay right on the cold sore and kind of let it dry. And when it washes off and gets wet, put some more on there. Just keep putting it on, and it will shorten the length of time of cold sores. Some of those things just last and last and last. And in the summertime, when we're out in the sun a lot, if you're a fair-haired person, you're probably very susceptible to getting cold sores. My daughter is fair-haired, and I have a red-headed son, and we used to go to the lake and, you know, water ski all summer, and she was just constantly popping up with cold sores from the sun. And so that was before I knew about clay, and they can be quite painful and get bigger and bigger. So as soon as you feel one coming on, grab the clay. If it's partially inside your mouth, you may need to wet it and put some of the clay powder on it. But mainly the paste, if you can put it on there and let it dry, and it sort of heals it, dries it up, and pulls whatever's irritating them there out. So that's how I'd use that. Thank you for that question. Okay, I have another question from Violet in Sanger, Texas. I have a mole near the corner of my mouth. It used to be cute, a beauty spot. Now I'm in my mid-70s, and it has grown. Will the clay remove it? Well, I have two moles on the side of my cheek. And, you know, when you're looking in the mirror, you look straight on, and you don't see the side of your face. And when you turn sideways, unless you're cutting an eye, you don't see it. And I think these two moles, I don't know how long they've been there, but someone took a picture and gave it to me, and I went, oh, I've got moles on the side of my face. So I've been putting the clay on there for a year. At night, I smear clay thickly on those two spots, and they're breaking up and getting smaller. They actually are. It's a long process, but it's gradually working. And if yours not too big, it might do it in a faster time. Mine were kind of large, so I would definitely try it. And maybe it will go down and be more like the cute beauty spot. You can reduce it at least down to that. So I definitely try it, and I use the clay mask for that. Thank you. And Jessica and Aurora, what if the clay causes constipation? I'm glad you asked that question. 20% of the people taking clay get constipation. It's because there's an imbalance in your digestive system. The clay is not building little brick walls, but it feels like it. It also can be because it's pulling out old fecal matter in the lower colon. And this stuff is hard and dried and putrefied, and instead we carry around 5 to 10 pounds of this crud stuck in the crevices of her colon that hasn't come out a long time, and when it comes out, it's dark and it's hard, and it stops up the plumbing. What I recommend is over-the-counter magnesium oxide tablets. You can get them at the grocery store, the drugstore. They're not expensive. Get the tablets and look on the back and make sure it says magnesium oxide, not magnesium caltrate. There's a difference in them. And it sort of it oxidizes the stool and loosens it up. And you can take one or two or one and a half. I like the tablets because you can cut them in half. Depending on my diet and what I'm eating, if I'm on the run and not eating as much, I like to eat a lot of salads. And sometimes when you're traveling, it's hard to eat salads because you have to. It takes a long time. You know, you can eat a sandwich while you're driving. You can't eat salads while you're driving. So adjust your dosage. You can take, like I said, two. They're 250 milligram. Magnesium oxide tablets, or you can take whatever you use to keep your janitorial services working. I like the magnesium oxide because we all need more magnesium. Magnesium is beneficial in helping you absorb more calcium. You need more magnesium than calcium to help you absorb the magnesium. And so it's not like a harsh laxative. You know, if you take two and it's too much, you may go to the bathroom three times and then you're okay. You don't just go all day long. And then the next time you can lower your dosage or cut it in half. But that's what I recommend, and it works very well. So thank you for that question. Okay, I have no more questions right now. I'm going to slip over to the phone and see if anyone is on the phone line that would like to ask a question. And if any of you can think of a testimonial that you would like to send in, I would really, really appreciate it. I have been gathering some testimonials and have some new ones to share with you. I have one lady, she said, I have Parkinson's disease, and when I drank clay, my tremors are cut in half, and my muscles are stronger. Thanks for your products. And I had another lady tell me that she had essential tremors, and it seemed to help her tremors. So, you know, I don't know what it does for people unless you all tell me, because sometimes I don't have these things to try it on. So I appreciate that one. And I have a lady that had an autistic child. And she said, I gave the fifth dose of liquid clay to Tara on August 6th. Oh my gosh, miracle. Lots and lots of changes. My heart says I'm in the right direction at last. Today she went to Play Center where a child fell while running. Since no one came to help the kid, Tara went and picked her up and tried to wipe her eyes. By then her mom also came running. My husband was shocked and told me this. Tara never did this before. Every day I'm seeing changes. It's slow, but it's working. Also, I do want to report that clay also causes detox for Tara. In fact, Tara has detox now. But what I noticed is detox is the same like any other treatment, but it goes on its own within 3 days. In other words, it goes away within 3 days after the clay is ingested. For Tara, her first detox symptoms were a rash all over her body, a diaper rash, and sleep disturbance. But after 3 days, that cleared up and went away, and she was doing fine. She said, I got a report from Tara's school that something major happened during vacation, that Tara is totally a different child now. I will scan and email it all to you in my next email. All I did was give her clay before school started. To be honest, it's true that Tara was different 2 weeks before. I had emailed her teacher that Tara was in the worst shape, and I asked her to be prepared. Then I Googled and came up with clay and started the clay exactly 1.5 weeks before school started. The fun was, of course, Tara transformed from the worst to super good. I'm typing this email with tears in my eyes. Now, that is a tribute to Clay. And we do notice that, and she was just giving it to her, the clay baths. We have a lot of moms that say they notice in the clay bath they become more talkative, they have more eye contact, and they just make big changes as far as their calming down. And the children get for they to where they ask for the bath. Some of them call it their chocolate bath. And I have one here on whiter teeth. One lady said, I find the clay shortens the duration of pain of injuries. It has healed tooth pain for me very quickly. I brush my teeth with it, and it gradually reduced the yellowness from antibiotics taken in childhood. So you see, it works for all over the body. That's the amazing thing about clay and what I love about it. Does anyone on the phone lines have a question they'd like to ask? If you would, if you press star 2 on your phone, it will open up the line and you can chat with me. Star 2 on your phone line. Okay, I'm going to go back to my questions and see if we have any more coming in. Jessica in Aurora again. Can you tell me how to make clay so I don't have to make it every day to drink internally? Yes, ma'am, I can, and I wish they did have the directions for making it one dose at a time, because it's so easy when you can make a bottle full. If you have a blender, in a blender put 4 cups of water and 1/2 cup of clay and blend it on high for 30 seconds. This will take all the grittiness out. Pour it into a quart container that's food-grade plastic or glass, but you need a non-metal lid. You need a plastic lid. You can leave it on your kitchen cabinet. It won't spoil. I have some of those little 1 to 2 ounce Dixie cups, and I just pour some in that and drink it, and I leave my stack of little Dixie cups there. Some people use shot glasses there. You can get 1 or 2 ounce shot glasses. And it does not spoil. You don't need to refrigerate it. It'll keep indefinitely on your kitchen cabinet because it is inert. And that's the way I like to do it, because then you're not having to mix it up every day. And I put those directions. They don't have much space on the bottle, so they just say mix, around a teaspoon of clay with 2 ounces of water. And they don't tell you to shake it. And if you try to stir it, it kind of lumps. So they just don't have room on the containers on some of them to write all the directions out. But if you go to my book website, The Clay Book, and click on excerpts from the book, the third one I have written down the directions on how to make it. So you can go there and find how to make it, what a poultice is, how to do that, how to mix it for liquid, for the mask, and for taking a clay bath. So thank you for asking that question. I hope more people will continue to ask questions. Oh, my good friend Cairo from Chicago. Hi. How clay help with varicose veins and piles too? Thank you. Okay, are you asking how clay can help with varicose veins and piles? I'm not sure what piles are, but if it's bulging veins, I would put the clay mask over it, and if you can, let it dry. I have an ankle I broke 40 years ago, and when I stand on my feet a long time, the little blood vessels get down there, but when I broke my leg, I was pregnant, so it swole, and they wouldn't give me any diuretics to take the swelling down. It swole from the injury, and once those veins in that area is stretched out with fluid, unless you can shrink it down, it stays, the tissue stays stretched and easy to hold water. And of course, when you're in advanced pregnancy, we usually swell anyway. So I do have veins around there, and I just put the clay mask on at night. I put a thin coat on and sleep with it on. And the next morning, they're smaller. So just use the mask and let it dry if you can and leave it on there. You can put a small amount on, or you can put, you know, if you really have a big one, you may want to put a big amount on, and you may want to cover it with some Glad Press and Seal and leave it on all night. And then during the day, just put the wet clay on and let it dry so it can sort of shrink those down. And it takes inflammation and swelling out, so that's sort of how it works on that. And let me know how that works for you. Oh, piles, or Jessica says, piles or hemorrhoids. Thank you for that. Well, on the hemorrhoids, you know, I just take a little finger of clay and insert it rectally over the hemorrhoid area. If you need to put some in one of those little bulb-type dispensers, you know, like you clean baby's nose out, if you can suck some clay in there and then squirt it up in the rectum, the lower rectum, and just leave it in there, it's very good at shrinking hemorrhoids. And thank you for that, for educating me. I'm still learning, right? Aren't we all? Yes, and you know, if you want to just wipe some on the anal area there, you can wear a panty liner when you go to the bathroom, you can put fresh clay on it. It's going to take the swelling out and the heat out, the inflammation out. And it takes a while to dissolve the little blood that coagulates in there. But it definitely helps take the inflammation and the heat and shrinks them down. So I definitely tried that. All right. And, okay. I've got the definition twice here. Thank you, girls, for educating me this morning. Okay, that's all the questions. I'm going to check back on the telephone line. And again, does anybody on the phone line have a question they'd like to ask? We're a little light on questions this morning. I'm really working diligently to find as many. I've got to connect the testimonial I have and go back and find the permission slips I asked for and then email them again. I'm having to match them up, and it's been kind of a nightmare, but I'm determined to get through it and doing as many as I can during the day and asking permission, and then I have to get it back and go back to that email and then send it back off to the book people with the email permission. So you have to tell me in the email that you give me permission to use it in the book. That's what they're wanting to see. So hoping to get the book out soon. I'm excited about it. I wanted it out by this fall. I'd like to get it out by October, but it's, you know, September is coming up, and until I can get these testimonials validated, I'm kind of at a standstill. And I appreciate your patience on that. Again, I'm still here, even though it's a solo company. I'm always here to answer questions. My phone number hasn't changed. You can go to the Clay Book website or Bentonite Clay Info website, and my phone number and email should be right there. And I'm always available to call to discuss a problem that you may be having. I think the new company has a big distribution center where they can get the stores enclosed, get the clay in stores all across America. And I hope maybe instead of having to order it and pay shipping, you'll be able to find a store in your area carrying the clay. Start looking for it in your health food stores, things like Trader Joe's and Whole Foods and Sun Harvest and some of those stores that we know of. They do have the Prop 65 warning on them because they're going into California, and pretty much if it's a natural, unapproved by the FDA product, they have to have the Prop 65 warning on there telling you that it may be dangerous. It says it may cause cancer or pregnancy problems. Well, we know that pregnant women were the first clay eaters on the planet, and they believed it helped develop the healthy fetus, so I don't think that one applies to us, and clay kind of does the opposite for cancer. When it cleanses your body out and gets the acidity balanced, the body can heal itself a lot better. So if we're taking clay and we keep that balance in our body's it's a preventative. And, you know, I like to eat a little clay before my meals, particularly if I don't know what I'm eating, if I don't know if I'm eating organic foods or fish that have been exposed to something in the lakes and rivers and oceans. So I like to drink a little clay so it can capture it before it goes into the body, because once it goes into the body and it's stored there, the clay baths are the way to get it out. Generally, 2 clay baths a week. If you know you have heavy metals and toxicity, 2 clay baths a week for 3 months generally will come up with, will clean you out. Of course, you have to take a test to find out. It's helpful if you take the test before you start. You may not need it. So, like I said, our bodies are really designed to heal ourselves. If we will keep them from being compromised. But this day and time, our air is polluted. There's so much pollution around us, our rivers, our streams, our ground, our soil. So it all kind of comes back to us. And clay is a good preventative, just drinking it daily, keeping those toxins from going into your body, cutting down the workload on your kidney and liver so they can filter out. Well, that's their job. The kidney and the liver and the lymph glands are to filter out these toxins. But sometimes we're putting more in than they can keep up with their homework. And that's when we get into problems later down the line. Usually it kind of affects our immune system and we become real sensitive. And speaking of that, I have a testimonial on sensitivity here. See if I can find it. Let's see if this is one. I was in a health crisis. I felt led to you. I was throwing up daily from other medical treatment and meds. I was wasting away and I didn't know how to stop it. Not keeping food down was starting to make me feel a little crazy. I had been drinking a small dose, 1 teaspoon of hydrated clay, the 1-to-3 ratio, with lots of water 3 times a day. If really sick, I sip on a bottle of water and clay. I have been doing this for about a week, and it is changing my life. Thank you so much for providing me with a tool to save my life. It feels so good to keep food down. I'm slowly starting to feel like myself and feel peaceful again. I ask over and over and over, and I receive my solution, and it was clay. It wasn't exactly the one I was looking for. Let me check and see if we have any more questions. Caro says, how does clay help with digestion? Any kind of food? Thank you. Clay has, when it cleanses out your system, and gets the toxins out of the way, clay also has an energy to it, and it has good microbials that help break down the and digest the food. So it adds to your gut flora. When the toxic mess is out of the way, the body can balance itself better. Because it has a 9.7 pH, it will balance your acidity. It doesn't over-alkalize. It knows where to go and what to do and where the acidity part is needed and where it needs to be calmed down. And it works on the whole body synchronistically, partially through an energy that it gives the body, and also because it's a catalyst, it can create things the body's deficient in, minerals and peptide chains and protein that the body may be deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain, because it is a co-creator with enzymes in the body. So when I say the body is a chemical machine, it is. It interplays with our vitamins, all of our vitamins. You know, some of them you have to take the calcium with the magnesium to help make calcium more bioavailable. All these things are going on in our bodies. Our bodies are simply amazing. And if we can just keep them cleaned out of the toxins, they can stay healthy and young and keep us young and active and going for many, 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 many years. So that's how that works, plus the fact that it does have the good microbials that help with the digestion and the breakdown of foods. I have another lady that sent a testimonial about how her digestive wasn't working. Let me see if I can find that one. Try this. Nope, that's not the one I was looking for. Whoops, well, I'm not finding it, but she was normally weighed about 98 pounds, and she had lost down to 78 pounds, and she wasn't digesting her food, and the clay just, she said, saved her life. It really gave her back her strength, and it started helping her digest food and getting nutrition from the food. When the clay keeps the old fecal matter cleaned out of your lower colon and your upper colon, it provides for faster absorption. That's one of the way that it helps digestion, is that you can absorb easier when these things aren't in there plugging up the plumbing. So, okay, let's see here. And Jessica again, how could you use clay on a cyst in the groin area between the vagina and the anus? You know, I would put it on there and just put a glob of the clay mask on there. If you can cut a little square of saran wrap or something to hold it there, and wear a panty liner with it, because it's going to get on your panties. But particularly at night, put it on there kind of thickly and wear some underpants and a panty liner. I don't like to sleep with underpants on, but some way to hold the clay on it, and it will either bring it to a head or dissolve it. It's a difficult area. And you know, if you just keep a little jar of clay with you every time you go to the bathroom, put some more on there. And do it like that, I think that would be the best way. And if it's like a ball, it's going to bring it to a head pretty quick, and it'll either dissolve it or it'll come to a head and release the toxicity in it. Thank you. And Jackie Carter from Newcastle, do you have to quit drinking coffee to take clay regularly? No, ma'am. No, ma'am. You know, it's going to balance out the acidity of the coffee, but you can take them right together. It's not going to hurt. Clay doesn't seem to bother nutrition food. They've done tests with animals and on their digestive system and their nutrition, and it doesn't deprive you of your nutrients. So it doesn't really bother food. It's not going after food. It's looking for the bad stuff. The infections and things like that. Now, drink your coffee, and if your coffee is giving you indigestion, go ahead and take a little clay before or after you drink it. Good question there. Thank you. and Caro. Do you take it before or after food? Thank you. Sometimes I do it both. It depends on if I know I'm going to be eating Italian food or greasy food or Mexican food. I like to take it before, and sometimes I'd like to take a sip afterwards too. You can take it either way. It doesn't really, it's not going to bother your food, like I say. It's going to help cleanse your food. Now, if I was worried about my food being clean of toxins, I would definitely take some before. You may not have to take 2 ounces. You may just take a sip or a couple of gulps. And that will be enough to pull any toxicity that's in your food, particularly when you chew your food and swallow it. It's going to start releasing that. So whichever way you enjoy taking it, you can take a little before and a little after, too, if you want. There's just no limit on that. The only thing is take it away from prescription medicines. We don't know what medicines it will affect. There are a lot of medicines I know it doesn't affect, or I'd have more grandchildren. And okay, Jessica, could a person on dialysis use clay and how? Sorry, I'm asking so many questions. I have a lot of family and I love, and I'm trying to take care of and help. Jessica, never apologize for asking questions. I love the questions. That's what I'm here doing, is I feel lost when I don't have a question to ask. So thank you for continually asking questions. Yes, a person on dialysis can use clay. I would also recommend they use a poultice on their kidneys between treatments. To put a clay poultice, you put it on one kidney at a time, and at first just leave it on for an hour at a time, and it will help send energy and stimulate the kidney and help it function better. So you can do it on one kidney one day, and the next day put it on the other kidney. The poultice is just a thick application of the clay mask, and you put it on and cover it with a square of Glad press and seal, and press the dry edges to the skin, and it'll hold the clay in place. You can look on the internet for kidneys, and it'll show you where they're located on your body, so you can kind of get them in the right place. I have people with liver problems that put poultice over their liver. We had a gentleman that had cirrhosis of the liver. He wasn't an alcoholic, but he had hepatitis C, and his liver had, he went to the doctor, and his liver had gotten so bad that he only had 5% of his liver left functioning. And he started drinking 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day, putting a poultice on his liver every day. And after he had done it a couple of times, first for an hour and then 2 hours, and gradually got his liver used to it, then he had put a poultice on at night, leave it on all night. And he was also taking a clay bath every day or every other day. And in 6 months, instead of being dead, his liver had grown back 30%. In a year, his hepatitis C was gone. They could find no sign of it. And a year and a half later, the last time he was checked, his liver was back to 55%. So, yes, use the clay. But you don't want to use it on a body organ right before you eat. I don't know why. I guess the energy maybe slow it down, the energy used to digest or something. But they always say give yourself an hour either side of eating to do a poultice over a body organ. We have people with thyroid problems that put a poultice over their thyroid. One lady had Graves' disease, and they said she'd be on medicine the rest of her life, and she may have to have surgery. Well, she kept using the clay. She was drinking it religiously and applying the poultice, and it cleared up. They were amazed. It went away. So these are ways you can use the clay. And, you know, we do that when we know there's an easy cure out there, something gentle that works. We want to share it with our families, and that's why I always said I never did sell clay. If I can just get it in someone and on someone, the clay will sell itself by the results it gets. Now, the only thing you have to warn them about is the few people that do get constipated. And if they will immediately start taking something to keep their bowels movement, it can be magnesium oxide or something else. But don't let yourself get constipated if you're one of those who take it. But most people start having three regular bowel movements. However, some of them will have, and I wish we could put that warning on the bottle too, so, because I've had a lot of people that have stopped taking it because of that, and then they finally contact me, and then when they start again and they can take it, it really works well for them. So, and Jackie Carter again. Can you explain again how to mix the clay to drink? Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. In a blender, it's 4 cups of water and 1/2 cup of the powder clay. And just blend it on high for 30 seconds. And that's it. 4 cups to 1/2 cup. If you want to make the mask, it would be 3 cups of water and a generous cup of clay. And I say generous because clay tends to pack, and when you scoop down and get it, it gets kind of light, and sometimes it's, when you mix that, it doesn't set up as well. It's a little watery, so I usually do kind of a little rounded or a little over the cup margin on the clay to the 3 cups of water. And again, put it in your blender and blend it for 30 seconds. Now, you do want to wash your blender blades off afterwards. You don't want to leave the clay in prolonged contact with metal or it's going to rust it. So take that off and wash it off good when you get through. You can also mix your clay for a clay bath. It really makes it smooth. You don't have any lumps. When you try to sprinkle it over the bath water, you're going to get a fine layer of dust all over your bathroom, and you're going to have lumps in your clay. It's very difficult to sprinkle it evenly and not have lumps. So if you will put, I like to put 2 cups of water in a blender, 1 cup of clay, and then I fill the blender up to about 1 inch of the top. So the water, the clay is sandwiched between the water. And then I blend it on high for 30 seconds. And I go and I pour it in my bathtub and I rinse my blender out. I want to get all the clay out and the water as much as I can. And then I take the blender blades off and wash them off before I get in the tub. And just get in the tub and soak and get your body down in as much water as you can. You have to keep stirring the clay and keep it circulating. But when you get out, you're going to be so relaxed, and it opens the flow of energy in the body, and that's why these autistic children respond to the baths just with their first clay bath. We've had people who have migraine headaches and take a clay bath, and the headache goes away. When you get out and dry off, my grandson's playing baseball, and football. And they have him doing a lot of these drills and running and things. And he comes in, started wearing pads, and the pads kind of bruise him. And he takes a clay bath and gets down in the water. And he gets out at the soreness. It takes that acid buildup in the muscles that cause soreness out. And so he takes those after his workouts that are pretty strenuous when his muscles are sore. You've got to get in shape. He's kind of had a soft summer there. But if you'll go to theclaybook.com, and if you miss any of those directions, they're printed on there. They're under excerpts from the book. If you scroll down, they're the last ones there. When taking a bath, does the clay cause bathroom pipes to back up or clog? Good question. If you mix it in the blender and there are no lumps, it actually cleanses your pipes. We had a lady who lived in a 100-year-old house that said she usually had to have the plumber out twice a year. She had an autistic daughter and gave her clay baths regularly. And she said when she started giving the clay baths, she hadn't had to have the plumber out there since. So if it's not in lumps, it might stop up the plumbing. But if you have it mixed properly, by the time you wash it all down the drain, you've had to run some water afterwards, so after it, so it actually starts cleaning the pipes. You know, some people put it in their dog's water bowl to keep it, and I think fish people put a little in their tank to keep them from getting slimy, the slime buildup. It's good for your pets, gives them energy. They, old dogs that haven't been able to get up the stairs in 3 days are going up the stairs and jumping back on the furniture. So it's amazing what it can do. So if you mix it right, it's very helpful for the bathtub. Well, it looks like that is it on the questions for now. I see no more coming in. I'm going to switch over to the phone page and ask one more time. If anyone wants to ask a question, press star 2 on your phone. Or if you'd like to share anything, star 2. And if I have no response, then I'm going to look at the questions one more time. And it's 12:45, so we're 30 minutes over. I've kept you 45 minutes, and I hope you've had a gotten all your questions answered. And if not, you know I'm always available, so just give me a call. And thank you again for listening, and I'm hoping to get some testimonials and tell people you know we're looking for testimonials. Have a wonderful weekend. It's beautiful outside, and the hint of fall is in the air. We're getting close to September, and if you get out there early, you can just catch a little bit of coolness in the morning. If you live in Texas, now if you live in North Bay, you may already be getting cool weather. So it's that fall time of the year that we look forward to. This is Perrier signing out and saying, create a wonderful weekend for yourself. Bye-bye.